Welcome to London's Imperial Landmarks, featuring Echoes of the Past, the podcast that takes you on a journey through the rich and diverse history of iconic landmarks around London. Today, we are heading to the heart of London to explore one of its most cherished and versatile landmarks, Somerset House. Whether you're interested in architecture, history, or contemporary art, Somerset House offers a unique blend of past and present that has attracted visitors for centuries. Today, we'll dive into its fascinating story, from its royal origins to its present role as a cultural hub. I'm your host, George, and this is the story of Somerset House. Let's start at the beginning. Somerset House was originally commissioned by Edward Seymour, the Duke of Somerset, in the mid-16th century. As Lord Protector of England after Henry VIII's death, Seymour was one of the most powerful figures in the country. He wanted a grand residence on the Thames, something fit for a man of his stature. Unfortunately for Seymour, his time in power didn't last long. In 1552, he was executed for treason, and Somerset House was left incomplete. However, it wasn't long before the Crown took over the property, and it became an important royal residence. The house was expanded and became a residence for various queens and princesses, including Anne of Denmark, wife of King James I, and Henrietta Maria, the wife of Charles I. It was Henrietta Maria who left the most notable mark on Somerset House during the turbulent time of the English Civil War. Fast forward to the 18th century. By the late 1700s, the original Tudor structure was falling into disrepair. The monarchy and aristocracy had moved on to more fashionable residences. The decision was made to rebuild Somerset House in the grand neoclassical style we see today. This was spearheaded by Sir William Chambers, a renowned Scottish architect. The new Somerset House was envisioned as a building for public offices and learned societies. It housed everything from the Royal Academy of Arts to the Navy Board, the Stamp Office, and even the fledgling National Gallery. The central courtyard, with its grand design, reflects the growing sense of national pride and administrative power of the British Empire at the time. Chambers designed Somerset House to be an impressive statement of British architectural prowess. The grandeur of the building, overlooking the Thames, still impresses visitors today, whether they're strolling through its arched walkways or taking in its iconic riverside facade. But Somerset House isn't just about its past, its role in modern culture is equally significant. In the late 20th century, Somerset House began its transformation into one of London's most vibrant cultural centres. After decades of government use, it was reimagined as a space for arts and creativity. It has become known for its art galleries, exhibitions, concerts, and the annual ice rink in winter, a modern tradition that draws Londoners and tourists alike. Each year, Somerset House plays host to innovative art exhibitions, cutting-edge installations, and even a summer film series in the courtyard under the stars. It's now home to various creative organizations, from fashion brands to tech startups, solidifying its status as a hub for London's creative community. You may have heard of Somerset House as the backdrop for popular films like Love Actually and GoldenEye, but its cultural significance goes deeper than that. Today, Somerset House is at the forefront of pushing the boundaries of art and creativity. One notable project is the Somerset House Studios, a space dedicated to supporting emerging artists and creative experimentation. The studios host musicians, filmmakers, and artists, allowing them to collaborate in a dynamic environment. The iconic courtyard, often filled with pop-up events, art installations, and live performances, is a testament to the building's contemporary role. During the summer months, the courtyard is transformed into an outdoor cinema for film screenings, while in winter, the ice rink adds a magical touch to London's festive season. Its ability to evolve, both as a building and a cultural space, has helped Somerset House maintain its relevance throughout centuries of change. Let's talk about some standout exhibitions. One of the most talked about exhibitions in recent years was the Sony World Photography Awards, held annually at Somerset House. The event showcases some of the best contemporary photography from across the globe, drawing attention to both emerging and established photographers. Another highlight was the 24/7 exhibition, which examined how our 24-hour, always-on culture affects everything from sleep patterns to creative expression. Its mission to champion inclusivity and foster creativity continues to attract a wide array of visitors and artists. It has become a symbol of how historical spaces can be redefined to meet the needs of contemporary society. So what's next for Somerset House? Looking to the future, Somerset House is set to continue evolving, with new exhibitions, collaborations, and initiatives to keep it at the cutting edge of London's cultural scene. In a city as fast-paced and constantly changing as London, Somerset House remains a constant place where history and creativity meet. Whether you're visiting for an art exhibition, skating under the winter sky, or simply admiring the neoclassical architecture, Somerset House continues to be a must-see destination for anyone in London. That wraps up today's episode of Echoes of the Past. Next time you're walking along the Thames or exploring central London, take a moment to visit Somerset House. You'll find yourself at the crossroads of history and modernity, in a place that has shaped and been shaped by the world around it for nearly 500 years. Thank you for joining me today. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes about London's most iconic landmarks. I'm George, your host, and until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep listening.